Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a new local large language model called QWN3 30B-A3B. Let's dive in.
Wow, that's a mouthful. 30B-A3B? What's the big deal with this QWN3 model?
Right. It's a game changer, potentially. It uses a mixture of experts, MoE architecture, meaning only a portion of its massive 30.5 billion parameters, about 3.3 billion, are active at any given time.
So like a brain that only uses the parts it needs for a specific task? Sounds efficient.
Exactly. Lower compute needs, reduced flops, and the ability to support truly massive models, like trillion parameter behemoths.
Okay, color me intrigued. But doesn't it still need a ton of VRAM to load the whole thing, even if only part of it is active?
Good point. Yeah, the entire model still needs to be in memory, so VRAM is a factor. There are also some training complexities, and it's best suited for clustered data, not uniform distributions. But the speed? Oh my goodness, the speed.
Spill the tea. How fast are we talking?
On my hardware, it's about 4 times faster than the standard QWN3 32B model. We're talking 80 to 90 tokens per second on a relatively small prompt. It's comparable to running an 8 billion parameter model. I was floored.
That's insane. So coding? Can it code?
That's where it gets a bit intern-like. It can call tools, which is a big plus for local models, but the code quality isn't stellar. It built a Tetris game, but let's just say it needed some refinement.
Sounds like my early coding attempts, but it could edit the file, right? Make improvements?
Eventually, yes. It even caught and fixed a simple error, which is promising. But for complex tasks, it struggles. Maybe documentation is its forte? It generated decent markdown for a Python script, summarizing the functions.
Interesting. A documentation assistant, huh? Not what I expected, but potentially useful.
Exactly. It might not replace my main coding model, but for agentic workflows and other tasks where speed is paramount, this MoE approach is exciting. Imagine running trillion parameter models locally. The possibilities are mind-boggling.
I see. Interesting. Definitely a lot of potential there. What are your overall thoughts on this tech?
I'm incredibly optimistic about MoE for local models. This QWN 330B A3B is a glimpse into the future. I'm eager to see how this tech evolves, especially if we get coder-specific MoE models with improved performance. I mean, imagine the cost savings if we could rely on local models for complex coding tasks.
Agreed. The future looks bright. Thanks for sharing your insights on this fascinating development. Any parting words?
Keep an eye on this tech, folks. It's worth exploring, especially for those running LLMs locally. And let me know your thoughts in the comments. Until next time, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.